Counselor. Counselor, I've been told y'all cancel that girl.
Wigs, that bitch face look like Emmett Till. Go reinstruct your bitch.
There's no way anybody who has knowledge of Emmett Till knows that story would sit up here and think that what she said was okay, fighting or not. That was how Emmett Till catch a stray in your fight. Like, what? Are you serious? He had nothing to do with this. Talking about some, that bitch look like Emmett Till. Like, bitch, you look disgusting. You look disgusting in everything you do. Every scene we see you in. Every time we look at you, a disgusting piss pot. So for you to sit up here and talk about Emmett Till, a child, and you a mother yourself. You're a mother yourself. But I've been told y'all she won't no good. Been told you. It's such a shame that they even have something like that on TV. Just disgusting, vile, pissy pot ass. And shame on you, dude, for even allowing something like that to even be on TV. Shame on you. Like, what? She just said something about people's dead parents. She just said that the girl that got shot was a set up ass bitch. She just said all kind of stuff. That Emmett Till thing was vile and disgusting, and she should have never said that. Should have never said that. And I don't want to sit here and see her up here crying, saying she's sorry. She say sorry about everything she do, and y'all allow her to come back and she do something else. Give her an inch, she take a mile. And y'all still let her on the show. So obviously the people at Zeus, they sat there and watched it. They're the ones that cleared that for it to even be on TV. So to y'all, it's crazy. Y'all want to cancel her. Cancel the whole network at this point. I used to like the show. At first, it seemed like they was trying to figure it out. They was going to talk about their businesses and their careers and what they had going on outside of this whole party girl aesthetic that everyone seems to have now. But now it's just like a show about fighting. It has changed so much from what it used to be. And I ain't gonna lie, I said I wasn't gonna watch this season of Baddies, but I had to watch it. I wanted to see what was going on in this season. I wanted to watch the first episode, and it proved me right. The show was disgusting and trifling, and this is somebody who watched Baddies every Sunday with a good plate. Sure did. And people be like, if you don't like it, don't watch it. Don't worry, I won't. I sure won't. Watch them girls and their drama. It do be a little interesting to me. But I'm gonna find something else to do with my time. Because I'm not sitting up here and promoting this shit. I'm not gonna sit up here and talk about this shit no more. It is just trifling, vile, disgusting, and they need to take this shit off TV. So, like, I don't like cancel culture, stuff like that, but when it comes to racism and when it comes to children, those are two things that you definitely need to be canceled for. Emmett Till was a child. He was a child. Everybody sitting up here talking about, oh, Jayla, and how she said something to Gretch and how she was reading Gretch or whatever. But y'all won't mad about the anti-blackness in that situation. But you mad about this situation with Summer. But where was all of this back and forth when Jayla was sitting here trying to defend black women when Gretchen was out here saying nigga? And it's not like she was saying it like, what's up, my nigga? No, she was saying it because she was mad. She literally said it because she was mad. Oh, but that's okay. But now when Summer says something about Emmett Till, everybody want to cancel. Both of them bitches should have been canceled if you ask me. Straight up, both of them should have been canceled. When it comes to racism and when it comes to stuff about kids, canceled. Ain't no talking, ain't no I'm sorry, whatever. She's bad for the brand, bad for the business. And I bet you in a little while from now, we're going to be seeing the downfall of Zeus. We're going to be seeing it. People are going to talk about all the stuff that happened. Just like with the whole Diddy situation, people try to act like, oh, I didn't know this was happening. Shorty was just on there 2 weeks ago talking about some she's kidnapped and they wouldn't let her go. They wouldn't let her leave. Why you think when Natalie left? Why you think when she was on live and she was sitting up here talking about some, I got receipts of what? Of what? Shit that she know would take Zeus Network down to the ground. And they know that as well. So what they do, take her shopping, get her a bag, do whatever she wants so that she keep her mouth shut.
And I finally feel the courage to speak about it because I was put into some situations that I didn't want to be in. I don't think no woman, no girl should be put in those positions, and I was put in them.
Do you feel like you're manipulated? Do you feel like you're controlled?
He kept everyone away from me in order to control me so that I couldn't hear anything from you. I can't hear anything from any executives. I can't hear anything from anyone. I can only hear what he's telling me.
I heard your executives, like sexual things.
Your
like
executives should be talking you up like, this is a dope network, this is a dope dude, and he's thorough and he's solid. It wasn't that, it was, you're not gonna talk to Christina, that's my girl. You're not gonna look at her, get away from her. And that's called triangulation. It's a way to keep control of everyone in the room so that no one can get to you except for them. And I can only be what he's telling me. I'm a girl from the hood. I ain't got shit. This is a rich person. This is a powerful person. I'm believing what he's saying. I'm worth what he's saying I'm worth.
It went from like.
It was dark.
Hey, my name's Christina, and I'm this guy to full-blown manipulation
straight
narcissist.
Straight up, we're going to stay in this room for 3 to 4 hours until you do what I tell you to do. And if you do leave this room, you're not getting shit. Because it's my show now. I own it. You guys signed over your rights. And when I signed my contract, I was on the phone with him and I was so excited. I was like, oh, I should probably get a lawyer because Megan James, she has a lawyer and she's telling me that I need to have a lawyer. And he said, no. You're not doing all that. Yeah. Sign it right now so we can get over with. Done up. I want to say within 11 minutes, the call was wrapped up. And he sucked up every little bit of creativity I had.
You know one thing? Natalie knew. You shared your story with.
She
you
knew.
You shared.
In fact, she told me.
The OnlyFans,
which I'm going to show the screenshots right now.
The OnlyFans project.
She told me, bitch, make sure we get that show.
We will see people coming out about their stories. She literally said on there she was going to make them starve. Them girls be talking about how hungry they are. But that's all. This is not an episode. I just had to come and give my little 2 cents because that really just irritated me so bad. It irritated me so bad. Like, I just can't believe that the network even allowed her to say that. But I got to find me another show. It will not... It will not be baddies. I can promise you that. I didn't want to put this in the episode for this week because I will finally be dropping that Vegas episode. I just wanted to give my little 2 cents on this whole canceled summer situation. She definitely should be canceled for that. And the network should be ashamed for even posting something like that. But I will have my episode tomorrow when we discuss my Vegas trips, how you can go to Vegas, fun things that you can do while you're there. We will still be airing that episode tomorrow. I just didn't want to taint that episode with this baddies bullshit. That's just my little 2 cents, and I said what I said. Let me talk.